said, immediately the reaction was, we don't want that. We don't want anyone taking over Tiger Point Sports Association, even though there had been a longstanding agreement between Bayside Soccer and Tiger Point over the use of their soccer fields. But they decided, the county commissioner said, let's hold this, table it, work through it, try to get all the parties involved. Melanie Carmody, our managing editor, is actually working on a story for next week to talk. She's been talking to many of the parties involved to talk about how the budget funds are spent, how, you know, who's taking care of the money, mm-hmm. who is doing the maintenance, what the people from Bayside want to accomplish, whether they're going to be accommodating. There's a lot more to this story. We're going to have a much more detailed story next week.
Very good.
And if anyone wants to weigh in on that, of course, we'd love to hear from them as well, because soccer is important, but so is, you know, so is baseball and all the other things that are going on down there. And I don't think the intention is to take away anything, but, you know, we all need to work together. And I think that there is a solution that will benefit all.
Well, the part that made me laugh a little bit was apparently some people had gotten the idea that the county was starting to talk about selling off the fields. I'm like, what? Come stop. I mean, you know, just
right.
people get wrong ideas and then they go on social media and then everything gets spread. And anyway, K9.
Newspaper.
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's why they need to listen to the radio and read the newspaper. That's right.
That's right.
K9, tell me about her.
My gosh, this woman is amazing. Her daughter actually describes her as a powerhouse. She is turning 104 tomorrow.
Wow.
104.
Happy birthday,
Kay. Let me tell you, this woman, you sit and talk to her, and it's like you're talking to one of your contemporaries. She knows everything that's going on. She listens to current events. She is really smart. She takes care of herself. She takes very good care of her nutrition. She exercises. She used to swim daily. Now she walks a lot. She's got, you know, some diagnoses, but she's not letting that get her down. And she is just, she lives alone. She has a housekeeper once a month.
Wow.
She walks around public. She attends. She's an amazing person. And then you'll be talking to her thinking you're just talking to one of your, you know, friends in your age group. And she'll mention something like having played bridge with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Or
wow.
She remembers when D-Day happened because she was sitting around her family's radio. Anyway, her family, no, everyone just cannot say enough wonderful things about her. She's a wonderful, giving person. And her own mother lived to be 103.
Oh, all right. So it's in the genes.
Good genes as well, yes.
You know, it's so funny, as you were telling me, she's 104. That means that she was born in 1922. That means that she is old enough to have in person probably remembered at the age of 7, Black Thursday, the market crash of 1929. Like, that's the span of life we're talking about. It's enormous. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It is amazing. She's a history book right there that we can all access, and she remembers everything. She's sharp as a
tack. Oh, that's great. The county's had a lot of conversation about, you know, what to do with the budget. They had a $4 million gap that they were trying to, you know, fix, including possibly taking even more money out of the storm, you know, savings account, basically.
Listen, you know, the quote that really got me was when Brad Baker, the county administrator, said, we're actually one disaster away from bankruptcy. That's pretty severe because, you know, we don't know. We didn't know Ivan was coming. We don't know what the future holds. And, of course, with all this uproar and, you know, indecision about what's going to happen with property taxes, you know, it's just a very unusual time. And everyone's trying to, you know, put themselves on secure footing. So
right.
The county is looking at, you know, not filling some of the positions they've had. Some of them are, of course, state mandated. You know, they must have them. So they're looking at ways to, of course, they want to raise that. They want to increase that sales tax. They want to get that, and that's on the ballot. They want that to pass, hopefully. But, yeah, they're definitely looking at ways to trim expenses and also to be on secure footing in case this property tax measure passes in November.
You know, we talked about this last hour, but they moved forward in the Gulf Breeze City with the school speed zone cameras. They're looking to launch, what, October 1st? And, you know, one distinction is that they're going to have the company is going to review them as opposed to a law enforcement officer review them, right?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I know that they are going to put them into they're going to probably start having them on giving use to the whole thing in August when school begins. And I don't know about that. That's part of, I'll have to look
that
into
was,
that. But I think,
yeah, that was one of the things that came up in the meeting. It's kind of a nuance to it. But yeah, you're right. Like the you know, the grace period or whatever is they're looking at maybe August and September, right?
We already have, you know, so many red light cameras now. Mm. I think this will be the third one in Gulf Breeze proper. So just don't speed in Gulf Breeze. Whatever you do, you know, it's usually the traffic will prevent you from speeding anyway. But, you know, it's just, especially in the school zones, you certainly do not want to get caught doing that. You don't want to cause a disaster ever. But usually I have to say that whenever I'm going through the school zones, everyone is obeying the law and you can't really speed because there's three lanes of traffic. You're going to be behind someone.
Well, Lisa, you're just not trying hard enough. You know, apparently other people try a lot harder than you do to the tune of hundreds of them a day. You've got a great story about the schools looking for students. You've got a great story about the Blue Angels coming up. A dad and a daughter who are doing a run, a race to Alcatraz, splash deadlines next week. The back-to-school issue is coming. Man, it's just like the paper does so much, and we only have a few minutes to talk about it on a Thursday morning. But Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Such great information, a great resource for you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Andrew. You have a great day, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look, it looks like 98. Speaking of Gulf Breeze, everything is cleared up, not showing any problems. 3 mile bridge, accident free. If you're going by the high school, you shouldn't have any problems speeding. I mean, going the regular speed. I'm just kidding. Be careful, of course. And I know school's not in session, but 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown this morning. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you're considering a real estate, residential real estate, like you're thinking about buying a rental, a long-term or short-term, or buying a second home for you, or just moving, you know, maybe you want to move to the beach or move from the beach to the city or to the country or whatever the case may be, one county, the other one, I don't know, you know, upsize, downsize, family's growing, you're empty nesters. Everybody's got different reasons, okay? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they can take care of you for all of that. And, you know, one of the things I really admire about Christina and her team is that if they discover a situation that they're not as familiar with, they will do their best and then they will try to become even better. Like she was telling me, this is a while back, I was talking with her about this, but, you know, the first time she handled a divorce, like, you know, they got to sell the home because they're getting divorced. Well, think about it. Like, two people own a thing. They cannot get along well enough to make any decision effectively, so they're splitting up. Well, how are you going to get them to agree on a house sale? Like, that's a hard thing to process. So she did it, and then she went and got better trained, and so her people got better trained so they could handle that particular scenario. Same thing with estate sales. You know, you might not think about it, but, you know, when parents die, they or a parent who's owning, you know, dies, and the kids are all, everybody gets along until, and then there's a squabble over the inheritance, or do you keep the home, do you sell the home, that's our family home, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, they did it and then learned how to become even better at it because there's that dedication, that passion for excellence, serving you, solving unique situations, being so good at producing more than 200 closings last year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Climb into the cockpit, grab the stick, and fly the number 4 slot position over Pensacola. All in the full-scale replica of the FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit, giving you 3 axis of motion and high-definition visuals that will make you feel like you're really flying with the Blue Angels. Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You're cleared for takeoff in the only ride of its kind in the world. At the National Naval Aviation Museum, visit navalaviationmuseum.org and plan your visit today.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at pennair.org/checking.
federally insured by NCUA. Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3, with wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
People start pollution. People can stop it.
Candy asks, am I crying? You remember that ad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Indian on the side of the road watching people.
My family was Native American, yeah. And my dad was white, like, it doesn't matter, I was adopted, but yeah. My mom, I mean, he would always go, oh, that's your family. My mom would go, no, it's not.
Yeah, the, you know, there's looking at people throwing trash wrappers out on the highway
and
crying.
And then old Indian eyes Cody crying. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Effective. I mean, very, very effective. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man, do I want to mention this? I think I kind of guess I will. don't say data centers in a crowded room. Santa Rosa County Commission this morning, meeting starts in 7 minutes. They're going to be having their first hearing on the one-year moratorium for data centers in Santa Rosa County, a thing which is not happening, probably would not ever happen, and which everybody is, I think, largely wrong about. But it should be very interesting, because if you'll recall, Colton Wright was not there the last time they talked about this and basically all said, yeah, we're with the crowd, we oppose them. I'm going to be very interested to see. This is going to be one of those, God, I hate to have to watch the length of this meeting, because I am sure, based on the Escambia County Commission meeting and the Pensacola City Council meeting and the, good Lord, the PEDC meeting, the Pensacola Economic Development Committee meeting, where all the socialists and their friends, the anti-data center people, all showed up and pitched a fit over it. So, hey, wonder if they can find their way across the bridge to go to the Milton City or the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting this morning. And for the four of them that haven't heard yet and they're listening to me like, oh, why aren't we there? Well, you can go. You don't have jobs. Did I say it out loud? Anyway, David Wayne. Wow, sorry. Candy brings out the salty in me a little bit. David. It's in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
Well, good morning. The Charlie Kirk murder case resumes today in Utah. A video statement from the roommate of Charlie Kirk's accused killer is expected to be played in court today. Police say the video could be significant because it reportedly shows Tyler Robinson confessing to the murder. Three more people are now charged with damaging the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. The 2,000-foot-long shallow pool on the National Mall was renovated last month. The bottom painted blue. Soon after the renovations, the paint began peeling, which has been blamed on vandalism now. And robo-taxi companies are getting a new warning from the federal government. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the companies need to make sure robo-taxis do not block first responders. The government says companies need to make any and all necessary changes this month.
All right. Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like I said, mentioned earlier, like 98 accident-free, not showing any problems on the curve from Scenic into Cervantes. If you see an accident, let us know, 437-1620. You can text it in. I'm Candy with Traffic on the Fives, and this is what?
No, go on. Go on. Finish your thing.
All right. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. It's Frontier Motors around Beverly Parkway, which is also clear. Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
I just got the best text. I don't know if I should read it on the radio, but I will. Somebody says, dear Lord, Andrew, what socialist peed in your Cheerios this morning? I love it. Keep doing it.
Oh, I did. Just standing here. I'm not a socialist.
Oh, man. That's just... what can I do? We're getting some really interesting text. Somebody says, 437-1620, fun fact, the Indian in the pollution commercial was actually Italian-American. Is that true?
Oh, is that true?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's just say Americans and don't have a great history of being able to correctly identify ethnicities. Of course, that's very much in vogue now, right? Look at Chris Nolan's The Odyssey that's going to cast all the wrong races and everything. The Greeks are upset. Literally, people from Greece are upset that the, you know, the Greek epic is going to be cast with only one Greek guy as a side, like as a very subordinate side role, and all the rest of the people are all white except for Nyong'o, Lupita Nyong'o, who's black, of course, and, you know, oh, it looks like
and Zendaya.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, Ellen Elliott Page is not going to be Achilles. Just some other cast character. Anyway, let's see, 437-1620. Oh, this is just I want to take a second to let you know how I'm glad I am to have Candy back with you on your show.
That's so nice.
Still have you guys saved in contact as Andrew Candy. That's great.
Hey, oh, that's so nice.
I love that. Let's see. Oh, somebody says, I'm not certain that the negative data center outrage isn't foreign psyops. Agreed. I think there's a legitimate concern that this is the Chinese manipulating a bunch of people who are, well, easily manipulated, you know, who sympathize with Chinese socialism. Anyway, I mean, ask them. They wear the red shirts, which I have always said. I give you credit for being honest. You're not hiding your sympathies, but just somebody says burn. That's a great phrase. All right, back to real news. You guys are the best. All my Gen X listeners, like, we had the best lingo back in the day. We really did, and we just, most of it, we can't say much
all
anymore.
Of your listeners are just, yeah, like, we're all 14-year-old boys
we
in our
are.
Heads.
We
like,
are, yeah.
Let's go watch
Sick Burn, bro!
Let's go watch Caddyshack.
All right. The pond would be good for you. That's Thanks. A peach, hun. Okay, where was I going with all this? Alabama, the bridge, the I-10, the Bayway Reconstruction Project. Remember, I've been... Take a breath. Andrew, don't get angry on the radio. Doesn't do anybody any good and just makes you look dumb. The ALDOT proposal for the build of the new six-lane Bayway, that's the bridge from Spanish Fort over to Mobile. And then there's the bridge up and over that they're going to build. And, you know, okay, so there's several aspects to this project. Remember, I've said many times, and I feel weird because I feel like I'm the only one saying it, they're going to put a toll on it. They're going to toll the interstate. You will have to pay a toll to drive to Alabama unless you take the causeway, okay, you know, which you can't take when it floods and which will be overpopulated, I'm sure, with traffic. Okay, so that's the plan. And, I'm trying to remember the amount. I think it was the last time I checked, they were claiming it was going to be $5 each way. The original conversation was more like $10 each way to cross into Mobile from Florida and vice versa. Technically not to cross from Florida, but you get my point. If you're going through, everybody's going to have to pay somewhere between $5 and $10 each way. There will be passes and things like that. We haven't talked about this in a while because it hasn't been in the news. It's kind of been on the back burner. I have bad news for you. Well, bad and good. If you think of it one way, it's good news because the bridge project just got a big federal approval. So it's kind of made progress. And if you want to see the bridge advance, then... You know, good for you. Senators Katie Britt and Tommy Tuberville did an op-ed in which they said, yeah, we're there. The White House is helping Alabama clear the final major obstacles standing in the way of the Interstate 10 project. And this was NBC 15 doing the reporting on this, WPMI, including tolling authority, federal grant flexibility, and reductions in project requirements that they say have driven up costs. It's become a huge, very expensive project. Like, I think it's $2 billion, if I remember correctly, is the rough price tag. They also said that the Trump administration is selecting the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway as the first project to qualify for the Interstate System Reconstruction Rehabilitation Pilot Program. God, that is a lot to say. The ISRRPP, that's a terrible acronym, would allow us to use or allow Alabama to use toll revenue more effectively to help finance the project. The point is, there's federal support and some federal funding, but... There's going to be a part of that is specifically designed to get permission for and to use tolls to subsidize the project. So the bridge is advancing and the tolls are coming. I don't know if you can stop it, but just expect that to be the case when that gets done.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Second night, hit them harder.
Every time they hit us, we're going to hit them 20.
President Trump now back at the White House from the NATO summit on last night's 90 strikes against Iran, including two bridges used to transport weapons and drone and missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz, punishing Iran for hitting commercial.
It's a proposal that we can bring for council approval.
Reeves says he's heard from several residents in support of the idea, also stressing that it would not apply to adults, only for minors, and they're still looking at what would be enforceable by police officers. Well, a 51-year-old Loxley man is dead after a crash in Baldwin County. Happened on July 3rd. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says James Thompson Jr. was riding a motorcycle when he struck a utility trailer being towed by a pickup truck. Troopers say Thompson was attempting to elude a Robertsdale police officer at the time of the crash. That investigation is ongoing. Well, there's been a second arrest made in the Pritchard Police Department investigations in Mobile County. The sheriff's office there says Jihad Hassan Irby was arrested Wednesday. He's charged with extortion, bribery, and using his office for personal gain. Officer Emmanuel Norman Naaman Dotch, the second, is facing the same charges. He was also indicted federally last month on separate counts, including bribery and depriving people of their rights. Investigators say more arrests could follow. And Representative Michelle Salzman just sending out a release. She's teaming up with Feeding the Gulf Coast for a back-to-school giveaway on August 1st at Marcus Point Baptist Church. That's going to start at 7:30 that morning. Cars can line up earlier than that. Organizers will be handing out fresh food boxes as well as backpacks stuffed with school supplies. Of course, that's all while supplies last, and families are encouraged to get there early. Demand is expected to be quite high for that, and usually during those giveaways, the lineup starts very early in the morning. It is 8:35 here at News Radio, and Candy's got our traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, develops better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Taking a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 98 is accident-free right now, not showing any problems on any of the bridges. 90 looking good from Pensacola to Payson to Milton. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in. Let us know. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will be seeing about a 30% chance of a stray pop-up shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Saturday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 92 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 81. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies across the area. That heat index already now topping 100 degrees. And your next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime. This is Your Money Now at 8:36, looking at the opening numbers from Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 50 points today at 52,298.36. S&P 500 is up just over a quarter percent. That's 22 points at 75.05.23. The NASDAQ up just under a half percent, 124.75 points at 25,995.382. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's down a bit, 4.563% today. Turning to commodities, gold is up 52.10 at 41.34.50. Silver up $1.67 at 60.21. Bitcoin up about 480 bucks today at 62,631.12. Now, looking at those oil prices, they are down just a bit this morning. Oil, West Texas Intermediate is down 38 cents at 73.13 a barrel. Brent crude down in nickel at $77.97 a barrel. Taking a look at our fuel prices, the national average today up a bit at $3.84 a gallon. The statewide average across Florida is up at $3.80 a gallon. Yesterday, it was $3.71. A week ago, it was $3.83. And locally, we're seeing average prices right about $3.55 in Escambia County, $3.61 in Santa Rosa County. Now, fewer Americans than expected found themselves applying for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it got 215,000 initial filings for the week ending July 4th. That is 2,000 less than the week prior. Most analysts thought the number would come in right around 218,000. A survey by the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans has found that most employers are still saying no when it comes to covering the cost of GLP-1 drugs for weight loss. That is despite Medicare's decision to do so, that new GLP-1s are continuing to enter the market. 36% of employers say they cover the cost of medications for both diabetes and weight loss, 60% just for diabetes, even though a number of studies would show the drugs, when used for weight loss, can lessen and, in some cases, even alleviate medical conditions, lowering the cost of coverage. And the International Monetary Fund cutting its global growth forecast for the second time this year. The agency blames the energy shock caused by the U.S.-Israel war with Iran. Growth is now forecast at 3%, down from 3.1% in April. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Billy Anderson here with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The team at Anderson Subaru is proud to join the celebration of 250 years of American freedom. Now through July 31st, you'll get a free American flag when you buy any new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Right now, you get 0.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on 2026 Ascent models. Plus, you can get 3.9% financing for 48 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Forester hybrid in stock. And we have 1.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Outback in stock. Take home a Subaru, grab a flag, and celebrate America's historic milestone. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. Today's question is actually inspired by a news item. I know that's breaking the rules just a little bit, but trust me when I tell you, you'll wish you had known this. Have you seen the story about Pringles?
No.
So Pringles, of course, the best potato chip that there has ever been, and they're not even really, it's not even really a fair fight. But, you know, Pringles come in that sleeve, right? That,
right,
you know,
sure.
Circular cylinder or whatever sleeve. Pringles on July 15th. Wednesday, July 8th, so that's yesterday, through July 15th, so it's supposedly live right now. If you go to onceyoupopmarket.com, whatever, you can apparently purchase Pringles like a three-pack, mm-hmm. And if you buy a three-pack, they will also ship you or include a Pringles Classic hot dog bun. They are making hot dog bun flavors. The flavors of sour cream and onion. There's a barbecue flavor. And then there's a honey mustard. The flavor of some of the Pringles are being used in the hot dog buns. And these hot dog buns come served. They're huge. They come served in a Pringles can.
Oh, how neat.
So it's the size of a Pringles can. So you'll get basically I could be wrong on some of the details here, but I know what this says is you're going to buy three cans of Pringles and they'll give you a hot dog bun the size of a Pringles can, so a huge one to, you know, on in addition, which you can put a massive hot dog into. So I think that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Certainly, I would try it, but that leads to my question of the day, which that's just the background. My question of the day is, what's the most interesting way you've ever eaten a hot dog, or what's the most interesting preparation for a hot dog? I don't mean toppings so much. We've had that conversation. That's fine. You can include that if you want. I mean, like, the way you cook them or use them. And I'll give you an example, okay? Because obviously, you know, Pringles hot dog buns is kind of a unique way to approach it. But, like, maybe you've used Pillsbury crescent rolls to make pigs in a blanket, which are so good. And by the way, the quality of the hot dog is one of the key determinants in whether any way you serve them is good. Like, Hebrew Nationals are great, you know, especially the large ones. Anyway, Nathan's are quite good. The ones that you can buy for a buck taste like you can buy them for a buck. So, you know, there's a difference, right? So, Candy, you are a super foodie, just like me. What's the most interesting way you've ever had hot dogs served or prepared or eaten or whatever you want to say?
Actually, like the guy that I cheat on you with. isn't that great? Paints a picture. He makes these, and he uses Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. All and right. He's like, what, you guys both do those chef things that
yeah,
you can enter?
Yeah, the men who cook, right?
Yes, the men who cook, which is an amazing organization for Pay Center for Girls.
This is Brent Lane you're talking about.
Brent Lane makes these barbecue. He has a name for them, too, like Baby Brent, hot dogs. And he grills them on a barbecue, and they're basted with it, and they're really good. I never would have thought it would make a difference.
So you can't tell me what the
ingredients are? Oh, no, it's Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, okay,
it's
just hot dogs
sauce.
And barbecue
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, which sounds, you know. And
my kids, that is one of their preferred ways to eat a hot dog is, I mean, they put ketchup, of course. I wish they wouldn't because that's a mistake. It should be mustard. That's a different conversation. But they'll do barbecue sauce. They'll do barbecue sauce on anything.
That's weird to me.
And or hot sauce.
But yeah, because I'm just a mustard
plain. He's cooking hot dogs with, like, he's...
but he has a name for his hot dog.
Like, he's basting them and then grilling them
then
so
grilling
that
them.
Cooks on them like a glaze.
It's really
that
good.
Sounds
it's
yummy.
Sounded gross, right. And it's very good.
437-1620. Your text in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do. And as we take a look at our roads, the good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything's running smoothly right now. 98 smooth from Lillian into Pensacola. Not showing any issues there. It looks like Garcon Point doing just fine. All the bridges fine. And all exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear as well. 437-1620 is the number you can text in if you see that accident or slowdown this morning. This is brought to you by the great folks from the ECUA that make service easier with a new My ECUA mobile app. It's available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, it's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, one of the things that people don't realize about Ace Unlocks, for example, is that they do 24 hours a day. So if you, I don't know, you get locked out, especially of your car, or you just have something goes wrong, or, I mean, for whatever reason, okay, if you need them, they are available 24 hours a day. But some of the things they do, they can change, you know, residential locks. They can install, of course, they can rekey a house, they can install keypad locks, or even now they're doing app-based locks. One of the cool things that you can do now is, like, let's say you have, a house cleaner comes over Wednesday from noon to 2. You can actually set up a lock system for your home where they have an app on their phone. That's how they swipe in and out, and they're only supposed to do it in those hours. Like, it's a really – that's the kind of level of sophistication that modern locks have. Also, they can do fobs for your car. They have all the exact same equipment. They can cut the, you know, the laser cut key with the fob. If you need to replace one, it got damaged, you lost it, the car only came with one, okay, and you want to, whatever the case may be, they can take care of that. They all, you know, obviously if you get locked out of your car, which is how they kind of started, they can do that too. 505-7545 for Ace Unlocks, or just stop by at Airport and the Railroad Tracks. 848 on News Radio 92.3. The question of the day is, what's the most interesting way you've ever eaten a hot dog or had it served or prepared for you? Lots of answers coming in. Let's see. Let's go back to the very bottom of the text thread here. This is off topic, but they said Lay's is my favorite potato chip. I'm so sorry for you. I mean, Lay's are fine if you never had actual potato chips, but whatever. Ruffles, come on, be honest. And Pringles. Let's see. Somebody, I love this. Somebody sent me a puke green frowny face emoji to indicate that I'm assuming that the idea of serving hot dogs on the Pringles flavored, like sour cream and onion, hot dog bun would be absolutely disgusting to them. I love it. Paul says, I slice up hot dogs and put them in oatmeal with shredded cheddar cheese. And I will say this, that sounds super nasty, but I know better than to judge a food that people love before you try it. Sometimes they are, and sometimes it's like liverwurst and crackers. Oh, my God, so good. You know, you never know till you try it.
Dude, right? That sounds like a prison meal.
Fair. Yeah, no, I mean, it's low budget. It's oatmeal, a little bit of shredded cheese and hot dog. Could be awesome. My mouth can't make sense of it. My brain can't make sense of it in my mouth. But there you go. I don't want to disparage. I don't know. Sliced in small bite-sized pieces and cooked with my baked beans. Oh, yeah. Beans and weenies, of course, for sure. Personally, I'm a fan of sliced and then grill them a little. Not grill, but in the pan. Sear them a little bit. Because, you know, as Gordon Ramsay says, more color, more flavor. So sear them a little bit, and then you put in the beans, and, of course, you put in your brown sugar and your mustard and, you know, a little bit of Cajun spice or a little bit of cayenne. Anyway, don't want to get too sidetracked on things that make me hungry. Hot dogs cut up and baked in casserole with scalloped potatoes. Sure, it's a substitute for ham, right? Great idea. We call it potatoes and dogs. Love that. Cut up the hot dog and put them in macaroni and cheese. Absolutely. A little protein in the macaroni and cheese. It's a classic. My kids used to love that. One of the best childhood memories I've got. That was Nathan. 437-1620. I actually prefer a lightly toasted piece of loaf bread to a bun with everything on it. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Wrapped in bacon, sliced in half, grilled on a flat top, or put cheddar cheese inside the cut. No, that's a great idea. These are all my favorite. Because, I mean, it's, you can be very creative with hot dogs. You can do a lot. My kids used to love, we made, when we were poor, because you're trying to save money. Remember when hamburger was $1 a pound? And you couldn't, right, Candy? And you couldn't even afford that, really? Or you're trying to cut costs? So I would buy hot dogs for like 50 cents for a pack. And I would cut up the hot dogs in real small pieces and mix those in with the hamburger. So you had a hamburger hot dog combo. And they thought this was like the treat of the world. And of course, it was cheaper than paying for ground beef. Stefan says definitely a toasted bun, coleslaw, jalapenos, and a little bit of salt and pepper. Somebody says used to slice the hot dog in American cheese. Let's see, slice the hot dog out in American cheese, sliced cheese. I'm not sure what all this says, and then wrapped up in a crescent roll. Yes, with pigs in a blanket with cheese built inside. Somebody says, boil the hot dogs, drain the water, and then add butter and cook until they're almost bursting open. Ooh, boiled and seared.
Kinda. That's how I do mine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Darren's a boiled guy. And okay. I'm a seared lady.
I'm just doing basic. I'm a broil it in the oven is my preferred method because, well, yeah, because then you get the sear. I mean, it's just quick. You don't have to do, like, set up the grill and all that kind of stuff.
I learned so much on this show.
Today. Somebody says, like everything, wrap it in bacon. That's the way to go. Somebody says, Pringles are not potato chips. They are potato crisps. Well, you ask them. That's exactly what they say. Sure. I understand that. That's their lingo. Somebody says, Kristen says, one of my favorite family signature dishes was family get-togethers was cheesy rice and hot dogs. It was one of the poor meals from when they grew up. Minute rice mixed with cheese whiz. Oh, cheese whiz. Now you have my attention. And cut up hot dogs mixed in, lacking in nutritional value. How dare you? But surprisingly tasty. Mom always used to cut little designs on the hot dogs and then broil them to make them expand when I was little, and we called them fancy hot dogs.
Oh, I love that.
It's like the opposite of Shrinky Dinks, right? I'm going to say this out loud. It's probably going to sound wrong. It's Expandy Dinks. I should have. In my you can do anything you want in your last day. Kevin always says it. I once went to more text. What's the most interesting way you've ever eaten a hot dog? I once went to an event and they had ground beef shaped like hot dogs, like a hot dog link. That was kind of cool. And you certainly can. Love the baked bean recipe. Obviously your wife makes it, Andrew. No, she actually will make that for the kids. Kevin, our boss, better be a good idea. Sauteed with jalapeno and onions mixed into a cheese omelet. Oh.
A hot dog?
why do you have to disparage? Doesn't that, you can put any meat in eggs and make, I mean, you don't even have to make an omelet. You can just make, you know, scrambled eggs and whatever. Throw any meat in there, like sausage or whatever, it's fine. Seafood, sure, anything works. Scrambled eggs and hot dog, yum, yum, yum. Sam's Club, quarter pound hot dog with or without the bun. Of course, that's only available recently. And somebody says, oh, what? These are limited edition flavors of Pringles they have sent me, sponsored by Miller Lite, beer battered onion ring flavored, beer cheeseburger flavored, and beer braised steak flavored Pringles. Well, that is, you know, if you want to stop by, it's 7251 Plantation Road. We will always take donations.
Where did he get these?
I don't know. He says at the Walmart Blue Angel. Blue Angel's Walmart yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's the fancy one over by that Target.
All right, well, we're going for sure later on today. 437-1620. Oh, Mike Wood had one. Smoked over hickory, then deep fry for 60 seconds. You got to leave it to Mike Wood and the Tiki Bar of Justice to come up with something like that, because that does sound fantastic. Do you batter them or you just deep fry them and get the sear? Now I'm... Sounds like something Mama Jane would do in a funnel cake. All right, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. And as far as everything's going, like taking a look over by the Blue Angel Walmart, where I'll be stopping in about 1 hour. No, it looks like everything is running fine. Not showing any problems on 98. It looks like no issues on Jackson. Taking a look over at the west side. Fairfield, all clear. No issues there. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown this morning. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Yeah, this is how I'm going to make my food budget. Since we're going on vacation, it's way over budget right now. So I'm going to make my food budget by serving my kids 53 different kinds of hot dogs the rest of the month.
Oh, perfect.
And treating it like it's a treat.
And now you have
all these ways. I'm going to treat it like it's a special thing. You know, I found new recipes for hot dogs, kids. This is going to be fantastic. Hey, if you got a kid who, whether they do well or not at math, okay, both can benefit from Mathnasium, especially during the summer. And I know you think, well, why during the summer? Because during the summer, kids regress in their knowledge. It's called the summer slide. There's a reason they call it that. And 50% of kids lose two months worth of math skills just by being off for 3 months. Think about it. They're not practicing. They're not growing, so they're going backwards. Well, you can avoid that problem. You can leap ahead. You can look ahead. You can catch up, keep up. And one of the things they can do at Mathnasium is not just stay in practice, but practice ahead so that next year's concepts will be familiar to them already. They can get in there with an edge, but also they won't kind of, you know, slide backwards. So where do you start? You start with a free assessment. You just go by Mathnasium, located in Marshall's next to the Fresh Market Shopping, in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport, and just do a free assessment. It's very easy. And listen, I could not possibly say it more strongly than our country needs better math education. Mathnasium is a big possible way to do that. They're a very good way to do it. My son taught at Mathnasium. They're our best friends of owners of them. I'm a big believer in the process. Your kids can benefit from it too. Everybody can learn to do math well and do it better. So just stop by for a free assessment today, like I said, at 9th and Airport on the Northwest Corner. Okay, sorry. Did I do traffic
Summer
yet?
Is here, and okay. Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxton Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxton Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. One, two, three.
Good morning, 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us all day today. What do we have exactly 20 seconds worth of things that I can tell you about? It's just not a lot. Not a lot I can get into. How about this? An announcement, a PSA, if you will. Stuff the Bus is coming. What are we, 2 weeks out? Now 3 weeks out. July 23rd, join News Radio 92.3, United Way, West Florida, WAR, Pensacola News Journal, local school districts as we collect school supplies for Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Local talk.